So I'm still sitting on the patio at the Mexican place, which literally is a bit of a breakout for digital nomads and nomads in general, or people interested in that lifestyle. So I'm sitting next to a gentleman called John, who has a very nice Parachute S90, which I'm very jealous of, which we won't talk about in this interview. So you quickly just told me, John, that you used to be a programmer, and you're going to be buying an RV. What's the reason why you're going to do that kind of lifestyle? What
is it that's pushing you towards that kind of lifestyle?
Well, being a programmer, I didn't, you're used to deadlines, and I'm taking them off. I didn't get to travel like fully he wanted to. So now that I'm just retired, I'm going to sell my house and an RV so that I can travel for 3 to 5 years. I want to save parts of the United States, Canada, Mexico, that never come to the end.
Yeah.
So I really want to see all the national parks that I can. I want to see major cities, Boston, New York, San Francisco.
So mainly stateside. Would you ever go anywhere else internationally, maybe?
For sure, Canada.
Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah. How about anywhere like Europe? Would you ever want to go to Europe?
I lived in Europe for years.
Okay.
I actually have plans to go back to southern France and then cross over into Spain.
Right.
As a trip. Also, I'm planning to go to Cuba.
Nice.
As a photojournalist.
Nice.
And as I understand it, almost anybody who applies with any kind of decent reason can go.
Right.
So I'm hoping the application will be approved. So some of my travels will not be in RV, it'll be in a plane.
Very nice. So, like, what programming did you use for this?
Visual Studio.
Okay, so how long did you do that for again?
Sorry?
How long did you do that for again?
I started programming in 81.
Right.
Before PCs.
Right.
And then I got into PCs and started programming there in Business Basic, I think it was.
Right.
And got into other languages and eventually got into Visual Studio. C-sharp and Visual Basic.
That's right.
Did that for at least the last 10 years.
Wow.
And now I'm seriously thinking about maybe learning how to be a programmer in Apple.
Right, yeah.
Which is totally different.
Yeah, no, totally. Xcode and Cocoa and all that stuff.
But I got time, so maybe I can write an app that has something to do with nomadic issues.
Yeah. Well, John, all the best with your retirement, all the traveling, and thank you for chatting to me.
Yeah.